Please tree service.
Hi, Martha.
Hi.
Hi, Martha. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm with the company Local Splash. I spoke with Steve earlier, but he mentioned to speak with you. I guess you were at the store, or I don't know if you got my text message because he told me to text you as well.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, the reason that I was calling, so he mentioned to me that you handle the marketing, right, for the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I thought it'd be better if I spoke with you anyways, because I don't know if you guys are already working with a company. Our company is called Local Splash, and we're a Google channel partner.
Mm-hmm.
So we were actually reaching out to Steve about listing Steve's tree service business on the first page of Google. But I saw that you guys had a Google business profile page when I looked up the company by name. And he's like, you know, I'm not sure. You'll have to speak with my wife. Mm-hmm. I said, perfect. Then I'll try to give a call back. Are you the one who's managing that profile, or are you working with someone currently?
Yes, I'm the one managing it. And,
Well,
we kind of were working with the guy that did the website, but not really. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was looking through, and maybe you can let me know, because he was saying the areas that he likes to target, right? Obviously, West Chicago, Naperville, Wheaton. We also talked about some other areas as well. It's like basically he's in the circumference of, I would say, maybe probably a 30-mile radius. He said not so much Aurora, right?
Mm-hmm.
But those are typically like his targeted areas, correct?
Yes.
And Glen Haven, I think he said as well. So I did ask him if you had ever created a business Facebook page. I didn't find one, but have you done one yet for the business?
No.
Okay. Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Facebook ads? Like, do you know what those look like or how they work?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So basically, one of the packages that I was offering him is our Platinum package, because it includes both the Google and Facebook marketing. So what we do is we take your Google business profile, okay? We just manage it on the first page. So we do the optimizing, the SEO content creation, keywords, search terms, posting to maintain you on the first page of Google within the local map.
Mm-hmm.
We do content creation on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, you don't have a business Facebook page, and that's okay. We would actually create one for you. It's created through your personal page, so this way you have ownership and access to it. No one sees your personal Facebook, but it is how they're all created.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is Facebook ads. So when someone is searching for services on Google and then they're on their Facebook page and they're just happen to be looking at pictures or stories, they would see his ad appear.
Mm-hmm.
That helps him reach more new clients, and we can be very specific to those areas that he wants to target. They click on his ad and they call him directly. Now, you guys have the website. We won't change your website. We just want to make sure that the website is attached wherever we list your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cover the mobile platform, so that way whenever, you know, someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet looking for his services, they also find him listed on the first page. This package, se lo estoy ofreciendo, right, discounted with an established business rate. So he's looking at $299 a month with just a one-time $99 setup fee.
Mm-hmm.
So the initial investment to get it started today would be $398. But then every month that you guys are with us, and that's with no contracts, it's month to month, it's always going to be the $299 a month. Okay, the price will never change. It doesn't matter how many calls or jobs you get or how many times they clicked on your ad. It's still that same rate, no matter how long you're with us, okay? And that's with us doing all the management of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be direct calls coming to you guys with that placement.
Okay.
Any questions, you know, so far?
No.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention as well is that it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system, so you're not having to take our word for it, that the program works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So through our customized tracking and reporting system, you're able to track what phone calls you're receiving, where they performed the location of the search, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, how many times it came up in the search results. So you're able to track all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here within our company, you'll actually have a team that's dedicated to your account. So anytime you have an update, let's say you have a question or you have a concern regarding your account, you would just reach out to our customer service department. So as I mentioned, again, there's a team dedicated to helping you guys with all of this. Of course, it does all start with me. I'm the one that's considered the lead on the account. Okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, what do you think? Like, how do you feel about it so far?
Well, did you talk money with him?
I did. I explained to him the price. Yeah, I completely went over that with him just so that way, I mean, because at the end of the day, he and I both agreed, right? We need to speak with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he says, can you at least give me the price so I know what I'm looking at? And I said, yeah.
Right.
So I explained it to him, still knowing that it'd probably be best if I spoke with you because you know what you guys are currently doing and what you're not, right?
Yeah.
And it's so amazing that he has you to help him with all of that. You know, he's like, you understand? I don't know. I don't know what she's done. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can give me the price. To him, he told me that it did sound good, but he wanted me to explain everything to you and that you would be able to better tell me if there was Facebook, because he couldn't answer any of that, you know?
Right. Okay, so basically what you're saying, it's just the Facebook that we're going to try.
No.
That we're going to start with.
Mm-hmm. No. So what we're going to have, right? So you know the Google Business profile that you have right now on Google,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take that profile. We're going to optimize it to the first page, and we're going to maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're also going to list you on Bing. So you'll be in the local map first page, Bing, directory submissions are Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll build you the business Facebook page. And then we're going to do Facebook advertising. Okay? And then in addition to that, we're also going to cover the mobile platform. So that way whenever someone uses their iPhone or Android or even their tablet to search for your services, they would still find you guys listed on that first page.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that is included in the package.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because the guy that was going to help us out,
uh-huh.
He gave me like $1,000 of. In order for him to do what you're telling me. So I'm like, okay, it doesn't sound like, why is the price so like?
So is he running Google Ads? That's what it sounds like. If he's charging you $1,000, he's got to be running Google Ads.
He wanted $2,000 a month. So that's why we're like, okay, there's nothing we could do to put us like on the first page, he said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
okay. So if he was wanting $2,000 a month, that
mm-hmm.
means it's because he's running Google Ads. I'm not going to lie to you. Google campañas are expensive. The Google Ads.
Well, no, he didn't mention that. He just said something about, I don't even know. What is it called?
SEO?
Yeah. Is that what you guys are going to do?
Yeah. Search engine optimization. SEO is search engine optimization.
Oh, okay. $2,000? Yeah.
Did
so
he build the website?
No way. He did.
Okay.
Years
How
ago.
Do you feel about your website?
It's kind of like too much writing, too much. It's dark. It's like, I don't love it, but it's very expensive, so.
Yeah. Do you guys own the domain?
Yes.
Okay. So
do I get charged like every year? Yeah. Is that what it means?
A veces el domain means that you're like he's, it's the, the domain renewal is what it is. So
yeah, the guy that has nothing, yeah, he has nothing to do with that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So a couple of things. So number one, I don't see how $2,000 is for your SEO unless if he's doing the SEO, which is like what they call the offsite of marketing the website to be on the first page. Because I'll tell you this, we have clients that pay $1,000, $2,000. I mean, there's some that pay less than that for Google ads with local SEO combined. Like, for example, we have a package that we offer discounted for businesses to start with Google ad campaigns, and that includes the local SEO, and it starts at $4.99 a month with a $99 setup fee. So that's why I asked, is he running Google ads? Because I could see it being that much if he was doing Google ads, and that's just insane.
No.
Yeah. Well, you're not paying that, right?
No.
Okay.
He just gave me a few tips on what to do to get, like, page number, you know, like, get reviews and, you know, like, try to... Yeah,
reviews is part of it. I'm not going to say that it's not, but it's also utilizing keywords and search terms. So, like, I'll give you an example, right? Right now, where you guys are based out of, with just the first page, that's only going to cover your zip code. Anyone that's looking within your zip code and 10 miles outside of your zip code is going to find you on the first page of Google, right? That's what we call local SEO. How we get you found outside of that, Martha, is by running Facebook or Google ads. I recommend Facebook ads for you, and I'm going to tell you why. The conversion rate is a lot higher compared to Google ads because they retarget. It doesn't matter how many times someone has gone on Google to search for your services. Every time they go to their Facebook page, they're going to see your ad appear, okay, whether it's on their desktop or on their mobile device. So right now, you guys are limited to your area, right? Aside from tree service, okay, I'm assuming you guys do tree removal, tree trimming. Do you do land clearing? Like, what are his main services aside from the trees?
Well, yeah, the removal, the trimming, stumps, lot clearing.
Lot clearing, okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay, perfect. So... when you have a management of first page placement on Google, it allows you to use multiple keywords as long as they are the services that you provide. Okay? So, I'm going to be honest with you. When I search for tree services in West Chicago, I see you guys come up on the first page. You're kind of like in the middle, right? I look up tree removal. I find you towards the bottom on the first page, okay? But you're not being found for all services, right? Like, I looked up land clearing, and you're not coming up, and you're not being found in all of your areas that you guys target. You know what I mean? So the benefit of someone helping you with the local SEO and then also complementing it, whether it's Facebook or Google ads, is going to get you found in the additional areas that you guys target, and it's going to give you the option to use multiple keywords to be found for all your services, no matter how they're performing that search. Because it's a management. There's got to be posting done. We help you, too, with generating more reviews as well, because it's the modern-day word of mouth, right? But that's why, like, I mean, I would never offer you a $2,000 package. I just wouldn't. I'm the type, I like to offer you something that's going to give you a return on what you're investing. And when you start generating more revenue, right, and you want to upgrade, right, or allocate more money to your Facebook ad campaigns or even do Google ads, you always have that option. Because to hit you guys with a $2,000 package to me is just like kind of out of, yeah, that's like too much. You know what I mean?
Like, I know. Right. Like,
and
when,
I know he's been in business.
When your business is big, okay, but it's like.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I don't see you guys needing $2,000. Let me ask you this. Do you have a bunch of crews that go out with him, or is it just him?
Well, no, he only has one crew. Like,
okay.
Three, so, people or four, yeah. It depends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if you told me we have like four crews, four trucks that go out, okay, then maybe,
you
should invest a little bit more. But no, I mean, I don't see you guys needing to have spent that much. So that's why I feel this package is a suitable one for you to get started with. And then, like I said, once you start generating more revenue and you want to upgrade or you want to increase it more, you always have that option. And that's at your
okay,
disclosure.
Okay. So you said, how much a month?
$299 a month. $299 a month.
So $300 a month. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then to get started, how much?
It's going to be $398 because you're paying the first month of the $299 and then the one-time $99 setup fee.
Okay. And then for the Facebook, is it like they're called campaign? Does
Facebook
it,
ads.
Is it Facebook ads? Is it if people click, do we charge?
No. When they click on it, they call you. No, you don't get charged for, like, you're not incurring the click fees.
Yeah.
Because you're paying a flat rate.
Okay.
We're managing it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the reason why I'm offering you this package, because he's not going out like 50, 60 miles, right? He's still kind of staying a little bit, like I would say, I don't want to say local, because local is more like 10 miles, but he's not retirado, right? How do you say that? I'm like, I go back and forth with Spanish and English, but
he's not
traveling out so far. Like, he's staying within 20, 30 miles. So what we do, just so you know, we take the $299 and we take $100 and we put it towards your Facebook ads that we're managing so they run throughout the month. That's why I say that's a good start for him. You know what I mean? And this is why I say, even when they're clicking on your ad, you're not paying additional fees because you're actually paying just $299 a month. And that, I'll tell you this.
Okay.
If you were with us for 6 months or 6 years, Martha, that price is never going to change no matter how long you're with us. Okay. It'll never change on you. Now, we'll ask you, stick it out 2 months. That's all we'll ask. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a two-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. If you decide, listen, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm good. You call 3 business days before your billing is due, and you say, I want to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. There is no cancellation fee.
Okay?
We just part as friends. Your Google Business profile, your Facebook page, all of that remains yours. The only thing is that over time, you might fall off the first page because we're not servicing it anymore. And your Facebook ads wouldn't be running because obviously we're not servicing the Facebook ads. But that's all that would happen.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, well, everything sounds wonderful. So what would you need from me to start?
So what I need from you first is the best email. This is where we're going to send your receipt and correspondence from us. So what's the email that you prefer to use?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say an email that you check frequently.
So it's okay if it's my personal email?
Yeah, that's totally fine because we're not going to post
it anywhere.
Whatever you prefer.
Okay,
I know some businesses, they like their personal email. Some of them like a business email because they keep everything for the business under that. But I say let it be one you check frequently.
Yeah, let's do it on mine because I have it on my phone. So
okay, what's
your
email?
My email is my name, Martha Serna, Serna at AOL.
At AOL. Okay. So Martha, and then E as in Edward, and then Serna at AOL.com. Okay.
Correct.
And you have access to your email right now too, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you 2 emails right now, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. I want to make sure you get them. This first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you the price is $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay, There goes the first one. The second one is going to say client dashboard analytics. And what that one gives you, Martha, is just an overview of our reporting system on when you're tracking your results with us. Okay? So let me send you that. And let me know when they come through. Give me 1 second. I'm going to check something really quick. Now, if you don't get away in your inbox, check your spam or your junk mail just because you've never received a correspondence
from us. I got it.
You got them? Okay, perfect.
I got the, yes, I did.
Awesome. Okay, beautiful. Now, Martha, are we going to create this account? Do you want to be the primary or Steve? Who do you want to be the primary on the account?
Well,
like
first,
when we have updates or we need to reach out
just
to you?
So just so you know, his name's not Steve. His name is Jaime.
Oh, my God.
The name of the business is Steve, pero su nombre es Jaime. So, yeah.
Ay, Dios mío. You know what? Let me fix this.
No.
And mira, y le estaba diciendo, hi, Steve. And he's like, oh, hi. You know what?
My representative
that talked to him. I'm like, oh, my God. He didn't even correct me.
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, the name of the business is Steve, pero the owner, se llama Jaime. But
Dios mío, Jaime.
Yeah. It's okay. I don't know.
He's such a nice gentleman. Maybe. Yeah, we were talking about where my family's from, and yeah, because he was saying my Spanish, my accent. I'm like, como de pocha.
Okay, so do I need to click on anything here, or is it
no, mija,
me
that's just so that way, it's just for you to have that information for your records.
Got it.
Last name, is it Serna or Lopez, with
no,
the
Lopez.
Z, right,
Lopez.
At the end? Okay.
Sí. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to be the primaria on the account? Like, okay, for example, do you want us to communicate with you regarding this account and we put him as the owner but authorized to make changes, or do you want it to be him and you be authorized?
Well, he's the owner.
But you are kind of like his marketing manager, right? So I think we should put you as a primaria. But even so, I mean, this way, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know exactly what you're doing. You know what I mean? And he says, you're the one that handles that part. Okay.
Yeah. As long as I could, if I need anything, as long as I could.
Yeah, then you can get in touch with him. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Well, both of you are going to be noted on the account, but I just want to make sure, like, let's say we had an update, right? Or we had a question. Do you prefer we call you first before we call Jaime?
No, you call me.
Call you first, right? Before we call him.
Yes,
okay,
call
that's
me
what
first.
I wanted to make
because
sure.
Because he might not answer. He might not answer. So, and I'm with the,
Perfect. Okay. Now, the number that should be listed for the business is the 630-665-7076, right? That's the number that should be showing. Okay, and that's the number that I see. What's going to be the best number for us to call you on? Do you prefer the 630-675-6205? That's the number he gave me for you.
No, that's his number. That's not my phone number. That's why.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So we're going to put your phone number is, this will be the best number for us to reach you on then. Right? The one that's listed for the business.
Yeah. If you want a second one, I could give you a second one. Yeah.
No, I mean, if you pretty much answer the phone. If you don't answer, we'll leave you a message. We'll send you a text. We'll even email you.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So let me do this. Okay. And then I'm just going to be I'm going to be verifying information with you because we want to make sure everything's, you know, listed correctly. So Steve's Tree Service with the apostrophe S. You know, there's an address that shows 1N638 Center Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your home address?
That's our house.
Okay. Do you want that address to show? Because typically we hide it.
Yeah, we could hide it.
Do you want to hide it? Okay. I'll let them know to hide the address. You know, you usually Google, when they want your address to show, is if you have a storefront that people go and buy materials, or, you know, it's like a lawyer's office, you know, they get directions to that, right? This is your home office. So if you're okay, I think we should hide it.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so we'll hide the physical address. Okay. Now, let me notate here. Okay, now, Martha, you and I are going to start going over billing. Before I do that, I'm going to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording. And what it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. I'm going to state it's a two-month verbal agreement, when your second payment is going to be charged. I'm going to also state that if you need to pause or cancel the account, just make sure that you call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged, okay? And that's it. There's no cancellation fee. When I'm walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment, okay? Now, right now to your phone, Martha, I'm going to send you, I'm the lead on the account, okay? However, I still like for you to have my information so that you have it for your record. So I'm sending you a text with my name. It's also at the bottom of the emails too, but I want to text it to you. Now, once we get you set up, there's going to be a team here within our company that's going to be dedicated to your account. Whenever.
Okay, I got the text.
Beautiful. Now, whenever you have an update, a change, a question, or a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department number. There's a second text that came through. If you can open it up, and it says, welcome, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. So your username is going to be your phone number, no dashes, no one before the area code. Okay? The password is all one word, lowercase, B Yahoo. Do you see that?
Can you hold on a second, please?
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, look again. Nadine?
Yes.
Can I call you back?
Yeah, you have my number, right?
Yes, I'll call you back.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Bye-bye.